Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 10, the first and the third stanza. In the fullness of thy grace, to thy house I will repair, bowing toward thy holy place, in thy fear will worship there. And what follows? Psalter 10, the stanzas 1 and 3.
Thank you.
a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 2, the verses 1 through 15. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 2, the first 15 verses. And now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, and Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. And then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there thou until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Jeremy Nanika Grisnick, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy on Friday, Mrs. Ellie Gunderson, who hopes to commemorate her 90th birthday this week. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, almighty Lord God, the creator and the upholder of the heavens and of the earth, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of all good. Ah, then, Lord, how good thou art, that thou permitteth us and our dear children on the fifth day of this newly begun year, the first Lord's Day of this year, that we may gather and that we may meet one another in thy house. Then we are living testimonies of thy mercies and of thy long suffering. And then in the midst of the trials and the concerns of our lives, then thou hast granted many a bounty in the first years, days of this newly begun year, ah, Lord. And when we consider who has received those gifts, and that is poor sinners, The law was read by renewal. And then we have heard, and Lord, may we have heard it. What a guilty and unthankful people that we are. And then yet to receive so many blessings above most of the inhabitants upon the face of the earth. May it then also be in this year, that it may be the riches of thy goodness and forbearance and long-suffering that leadeth us and our dear children. That godly sorrow that leadeth to that true and upright repentance and the need for the pardoning of our sins. But, Lord, when the first days of this newly begun year, when they have so swiftly gone by, what preaches unto us, Moses, the man of God, has declared that we fly away. And then in the first days of this year, then thou wast not only spared life, but then thou wast also given life. Thou wast blessed and gladdened, a father and mother, for the second time in their married life, with the birth of a little child. A precious gift that cometh from above. Grant unto those parents a low place at thy footstool, a humble and a broken heart, but also profound impressions. A little child that had a beginning that shall never cease to exist, traveling to a never-ending eternity, and the parents as stewards, and how long that stewardship shall be, that is unknown unto us. May the prayers be multiplied, that it may be a little one for thee, for thy kingdom, and for thy glory. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, with their increased blessing, but also an increased responsibility. We commend unto thee all the mothers, the families expecting. Graciously do watch over the mothers and the unborn, that they may be gladdened in due time, and that the prayers may be multiplied for them, that they may be children early for thee. Lord, we humbly beg of thee, may it be a good and blessed year for us and our children, for thy church. Pour out thy spirit richly, because, Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, how dead in sins and trespasses we are. Still a privilege when we may have impressions of these matters, and still a tender conscience, but still dead. And then it is thy work to quicken, and Lord, thou knowest, if thou dost not do it, then we are forever lost and forever undone. And to that end, may the means of grace, thy word, be richly blessed in the family circles, in the church, in our Christian school, and that it may be experienced, what we have read out of thy holy word, in a far country, to be enlightened, to be quickened, to become a seeker, and to experience that in Jerusalem no satisfaction and no solution, but then to be guided and directed. Lord, 'tis the work of the Spirit to open the precious testimony. Oh, and then, our Lord, may that also take place in this year for souls, that they may be given to behold that star, wherein they may be given to rejoice with joy unspeakable, but then even to come to Bethlehem and to behold the Christ child, to be given to worship and to be given to behold that his name is Emmanuel and that his name is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Wilt thou then convert sinners, and wilt thou remember thy people? Lord, do help and remember the consistory with their manifold labors. And then in this morning hour, then three brothers shall be reinstalled. And then each time it is necessary to feel the weight of the office and the solemnity of the oath. Lord, may their eyes be upon thee, and may they be administered out of thy fullness, needing thy dear Son as prophet, priest, and king, that in their personal lives they may also be given to experience. First time by renewal, thou knowest most perfectly what liveth in all of our hearts, what those wise men have experienced. May they be carried together with all the brothers upon the wings of prayer. And then, Lord, we commend unto thee our oldest brother. His thoughts shall multiply in this morning, where he shall lay down his office. Then thou hast granted special strength, that he may serve the congregation since its institution, and his sister congregation for some years, that thou hast brought him hitherto. But in this past year, then he was in the hospital, also his wife in the hospital, a serious surgery. Thou hast spared them hitherto, but the infirmities are increasing, and so we commend them both unto thee in the evening of their life as they continue life's journey. And may that empty place be filled with the man of thine own choosing. Lord, remember the many temporal needs, all the mourning ones, the elderly ones, the sick and afflicted ones. There are serious and grave concerns. Grant a place at thy footstool. All the handicapped ones, the crosses and the burdens, provide our daily bread. May we be found more a praying and a begging people, also bearing one another's burdens, and so fulfilling the law of Christ. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy gracious help on the first Lord's Day of this newly begun year. Wilt thou open the scriptures, open our mouth. May thy word go forth with power divine. Make room in the hearts for thy word. And may this first Lord's Day, may it be a special Lord's Day, receive tokens of thy divine favor, and may the outgoing be the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy great and worthy name. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 194, the six stanzas. His wide dominion shall extend from sea to utmost sea, and unto earth's remotest bounds his peaceful rule shall be. And what follows? The collection today is for the school. Psalter 194, the six stanzas.
Thank you.
And this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 2, the verses 8 through 11. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Our text words speak of the wise men finding Christ, the King of the Jews, in Bethlehem, with three thoughts. In the first place, the wise men commanded to search for the Christ. Secondly, the wise men encouraged by Christ. And in the third place, the wise men worshiping Christ. Thus first, the wise men commanded to search for Christ. Beloved congregation, what those wise men have experienced by the grace of God, that is what each and everyone stands in need as we travel to that never-ending eternity. And to that end, may it please the God of all grace to work richly, mightily, by His Spirit. And then you can understand that time does not permit us to tell everything about the wise men. Those wise men, they could speak of a beginning in their life. They have dwelt, at least implied, because when we think of wise men, we read of them in the book of Esther, in the book of Daniel. Thus it is implied, it is written, that they have come from the east, the country of Babylon, the Persian, and the Medes. And then it is implied that they were astrologers. I hope you are not such people. There are also those people in our day. And we speak of horoscopes. Of course, we may not believe in them, but we may neither read them. But now on a certain evening, then those wise men, they saw a star so extraordinary and so bright, and they have exclaimed, they were given to believe that the King of the Jews was born. How did they know that? It is not all written in the Bible. We read in Numbers 24, verse 17, that a Balaam was given to speak of the star out of Jacob in the year 722. Then the 10 tribes were taken into captivity, And then some have returned, the two tribes, in the year 586 BC. We read that some have returned, but many have remained dispersed. And then undoubtedly they have told that out of the Jewish nation that a king would be born. We think of Daniel when he was also in the royal court. And then those wise men, they were given to leave their country behind, willing to sacrifice. They have made a choice, have told the king under whom they serve, this is king, may we now leave because we have seen the star. And then a great king is born in the country of the Jews, and we have a desire to see him and to worship him. Have we also made a choice? That good choice. By the grace of God, when that takes place, then we shall leave Babylon behind. That is a picture of the world. And it shall be seen in our lives. And then it is clear that those wise men, that they have received the work of the Spirit, was not just something of a temporal nature, and they were enlightened in a special way by the Spirit, because that can be proven when they have come to Jerusalem. Then it was the question, then they expected in Jerusalem that everyone would be busy with the born king of the Jews. So it is in the time of that first love, when the Lord binds divine realities upon our heart, then we think under those realities that everyone in the church, boys and girls, young people, especially elderly ones, that they should be busy with these things. Under a serious sermon, then we think everyone should have had an impression, everyone should be on their knees. But those wise men, they found nothing of it in Jerusalem. And then they have asked, and what have they asked? Where is he that is born king of the Jews? That is wonderful, because most kings, they are crowned at a later date, some very young. But they have asked that he was a king, that he was born king. So then we see what a light that those wise men have received. And then to come to our text, Herod was troubled, Jerusalem was troubled, the scribes were called where the Christ would be born. And then they have quoted Micah 5 verse 2, that he would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. And then Herod is called a wise man. And then we come to our text. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. Thus, what precious instruction for the first Lord's Day of this newly begun year. Not only for office bearers, fathers and mothers, teachers, when we are called to instruct, we are called to search diligently for the young child. And it is a matter of life and death. And then they were called upon to go to Bethlehem. Of course, our boys and girls can understand we do not need to go to Bethlehem. But where must we now search diligently for the young child, the Christ child, who was born King of the Jews? Then we must search for him in the Bible. John 5, verse 39, search the scriptures, for they are they which testify of me, and in them ye think ye have eternal life. Then in the second place, then we must search diligently for the young child at the throne of grace in the way of prayer. And then in the third place, then we must search diligently for the young child to faithfully come up to God's house. Thus, what important, what simple instruction for the first Lord's Day of this newly begun year and the life of office bearers. Then they must search diligently in the way of house visitation concerning the newborn King, the Christ child, concerning those leadings. No, did not begin with Bethlehem, began in Babylon when they were stopped, uncovered, when they have become sinners. Ah, surely then those wise men in Babylon, then how jealous they were of that Jewish people. Oh, surely when they have come to Jerusalem and they have saw the beautiful temple and they saw the Pharisees, the scribes, maybe praying on the corner of the streets, that they saw them, as we read in the Gospel of Mark, of a man who began to see that he first saw men walking as trees, that he thought, that those wise men thought, that is now a holy people, but I am a heathen, I come from Babylon, I am excluded. They must have been filled with a holy jealousy. It can even be that such souls think that God's people maybe have no sin or very little sin. They understand not the lamentation of Romans 7, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of death? But they have received that command, and so that command also comes unto us. And then further instruction. O Herod, 70 years old, historians tell us, and he was still so concerned about his kingdom. We shall not throw stones. But then we see what a deceit there can be to use religion for our own selfish ends. That was the purpose of Herod. He has told the wise men that when they have found him, that he must return and tell him, so he could also worship him. Our second thought, the wise men encouraged by Christ. Those wise men, do not know how many there are. Sometimes there are pictures with three, but that is not written in the Bible possible. That is based upon three gifts. It's not the most important. But you can understand what are riddles and questions. Even with that seen star and the East. What a questions and riddles there were in the hearts of those wise men. Are there also souls with questions and with riddles? When the Lord works, He works in such mysterious ways. What a privilege it is when there are those questions, those spiritual questions and riddles. Then there is room for instruction. But to come to Jerusalem, no one busy with those things, concerning the King of the Jews, wise men, do you not see that you have mistaken yourselves? Because if the King of the Jews was born, then in the land of Israel, there would be banners by each city announcing the birth of the King, and daily life just continues. Ah, the devil. What a questions, what an assault. But I read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, that the Lord is faithful, that He will not suffer His people to be tempted above that they are able. And now they have left Jerusalem, also a blessing. Because there are people that find their life in religion in Jerusalem. They become religious, take the name of the mediator upon their lips, and so they continue on that way, thinking it is well. Well, it is not well. But those wise men, they did not find their life and a solution in Jerusalem. There's the Spirit's work to make room for the Christ child in the hearts of His people. And now we would think that there would have at least been some, at least a few, when they have heard the question of those wise men, where is He that is born King of the Jews? That there would have been a few that traveled along with those wise men to find the Christ child. But we do not read of any. Have you become such a follower? So we can think of Jerusalem. But on the first Lord's Day of the year, then it is important that we turn in unto ourselves. Have we also become such a seeking wise man with those desires and longings after the living God and to receive the pardoning of sins through the Christ child? Have we become a follower? Have we learned to follow hard after the Lord? For restless souls, with everything that they have experienced, because those wise men, we would have went on house visitation, they would have matters to tell, but still no solution. And now they have traveled alone. Also not strange. For the true child of God, it can seem such a strange, such a singular way. There's a privilege and encouragement when in the Scriptures they may find companions, when their heart may be declared in God's house. And then we read, they departed, and lo. Read in this chapter, those beholds and lo. Draw special attention, O people of God. May the Lord grant those lows and beholds in our lives in this year. A dark night. Traveled southward, Bethlehem not so far from Jerusalem, roughly 10 kilometers. What a prayers there must have been. What a questions, what a riddles. And then lo, the star, the same star which they have seen in the east, appeared and went before them. They have received the confirmation what the Lord has done in the east. When they saw that star for the first time, and that is now the desire of the true child of God. It is true, the star was not the child, but it pointed to the child. And then the star went before them, and they simply had to follow. Also precious instruction. This evening we hope to hear the advantage of the providence of the Lord. Thus the wise men following the star which the Lord has placed in that dark night in the sky, and they have not asked the Lord to follow them. And that is for a people that does not know the way, for a people that have questions. The prayer of Psalm 25 verse 4, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Then those wise men, they simply have followed the star, and then it is expressly mentioned, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. The church knows of those times, the dark night can seem so closed, so impossible. Riddles, perplexities, when they do not know it anymore. Yet a beggar's prayer. Psalm 106 verse 4. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Visit me with thy salvation, O Lord. Wilt thou say it again? Wilt thou confirm it, that it is truly of thee? For those wise men, when they saw that same star, then it was confirmed that they were not mistaken. Then it was confirmed that it was not in vain that they have made that long journey, perhaps 1,600 kilometers, that they have come from the east, from the far country, with a desire to worship the Christ child. And our third thought, the wise men worshiping Christ. And then the star has went before them and stood over where the young child was. Question could be asked, how did Joseph and Mary and the Christ child, how did they come in Bethlehem? It is written in Luke 2 that when he was 40 days old, they have come to the temple in Jerusalem to do after the manner that was required in the law. And then in verse 39, it is written that they returned to Nazareth. Now they are in Bethlehem. perhaps visiting, we do not know, but we do know that it was in the special providence of the Lord. It was a meeting. Those wise men, their names were written in the book of the Lamb, but also in the decree from eternity. This special meeting, when the wise men would make that long journey, that they would find him in Bethlehem. And then we read this mentioned 5 times in this chapter, the young child with Mary, his mother. And then we read, and fell down, was by true saving faith, because the prophet Isaiah has declared in Isaiah 53 verse 2 that there is no comeliness in him, and when we shall see him, no beauty, that we shall desire him. But then those wise men, it was by the work of the Spirit, by an eye of faith, that they were given, as they read in Isaiah 33 verse 17, that the child shall behold the king in his beauty, that they were given to see in that young child the God-given king of the Jews, that they have received the desire of their heart, what they have all seen, how far they were led. That is not written in the scriptures, but they did see that he was the promised king of the Jews. They were given to embrace him by an arm of faith. They were given to fall down before him in adoration and humiliation with a heart full of love. And then they have opened their treasures. Are there also a few souls that have been gathering those treasures and begging the Lord for a time to be given to experience what those wise men have experienced, and that you may give those treasures? Think of Mary, the sister of Martha. 300 pence, 300 days worth of labor, that she has gathered and bought that little bottle of ointment with the desire, with the longing that the Lord may give a time that she may pour it out. That is that bottle of love, a bottle of humility to pour it out before the Lord. And then we read, and when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. What a special time, unforgettable time, a God-given time for those wise men. May it please the Lord in this newly begun year to grant those blessings unto us and our children, stopped, turned, converted. Babylon, of course, a privilege when we are under the external administration of the covenant, but people, when the Lord starts that work, then we stand outside. Then we even become guiltier than that people, that heathen people, those wise men. Then we become a guilty sinner before a holy and a good-doing God. And then we shall make that choice. And then we shall seek it in Jerusalem. But the Spirit shall teach His people, Romans 3 verse 20, that by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified in His sight. And may it please the Lord to seek those seeking, lead those seeking souls. To grant a star by renewal, confirmation. To old may become new, and the Lord adding something new to it, but also further to follow that star and to come to Bethlehem and there to behold the King of Kings. We read concerning that worship in Psalm 95, verse 6, O come, and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before God, our Maker. Amen. Psalter 178, the four stanzas. O Lord, bless and pity us. Shine on us with thy face, that all the earth thy way may know, and men may see thy grace, and what follows. Psalter 178, the four stanzas. they shall now read the form of installation of elders and deacons, which you can find on page 145 in the back of the Psalter. Beloved Christians, you know that we have several times published unto you the names of our brethren here present who were chosen to the office of elders and deacons in this church, to the end that we might know whether any person had ought to allege why they should not be installed in their respective offices. And whereas no one hath appeared before us who hath alleged anything lawful against them, we shall therefore at present in the name of the Lord proceed to their installation. But first, you who are to be installed and all those who are here present shall attend to a short declaration from the Word of God concerning the institution and the office of elders and deacons. Of the elders is to be observed that the word elder or eldest, which is taken from the Old Testament and signifieth a person who was placed in an honorable office of government over others, is applied to two sorts of persons who minister in the Church of Jesus Christ. For the apostle saith, the elders that rule well shall be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Hence it is evident that there were two sorts of elders in the apostolic church. The former were of that labor in the word and doctrine, and the latter did not. The first were the ministers of the word and pastors who preached the gospel and administered the sacraments, but the others, who did not labor in the word and still did serve in the church, bore a particular office, namely, they had the oversight of the church and ruled the same with the ministers of the word. For Paul in Romans 12, having spoken of the ministry of the word and also of the office of distribution or deaconship, speaketh afterwards particularly of this office, saying, he that ruleth, let him do it with diligence. Likewise, in another place he counts government among the gifts and offices which Christ has instituted in the church, 1 Corinthians 12. Thus we see that these sorts of ministers are added to the others who preach the gospel to aid and assist them, as in the Old Testament the common Levites were to the priests in the service of the tabernacle and those things which they could not perform alone. Notwithstanding, the offices always remain distinct one from the other. Moreover, it is proper that such men should be joined to the ministers of the word and the government of the church, to the end that thereby all tyranny and lording may be kept out of the church of God, which may sooner creep in when the government is placed in the hands of one alone or of a very few. And thus the ministers of the word, together with the elders, form a body or assembly, being as a council of the church, representing the whole church, to which Christ alludes when he saith, tell the church, which can in no wise be understood of all and every member of the church in particular, but very properly of those who govern the church, out of which they are chosen. Therefore, in the first place, the office of elders is, together with the ministers of the word, to take the oversight of the church, which is committed to them, and diligently to look whether everyone properly deports himself in his confession and conversation, to admonish those who behave themselves disorderly, and to prevent as much as possible the sacraments from being profaned, also to act according to the Christian discipline against the impenitent, and to receive the penitent again into the bosom of the church, as doth not only appear from the above-mentioned saying of Christ, but also from many other places of Holy Writ, as 1 Corinthians 5 and 2 Corinthians 2, that these things are not alone entrusted to one or two persons, but to many who ordain thereto. Secondly, since the apostle enjoineth that all things shall be done decently and in order amongst Christians, and that no other persons ought to serve in the church of Christ but those who are lawfully called according to the Christian ordinance, therefore it is also the duty of the elders to pay regard to it, and in all occurrences which relate to the welfare and good order of the church, to be assistant with her good counsel and advice to the ministers of the word, yea, also to serve all Christians with advice and consolation. Thirdly, it is also the duty particularly to have regard unto the doctrine and conversation of the ministers of the word, to the end that all things may be directed to the edification of the church, and that no strange doctrine be taught, according to that which we read in Acts 20, where the apostle exhorteth to watch diligently against the wolves, which might come into the sheepfold of Christ, for the performance of which the elders are in duty bound diligently to search the word of God and continually be meditating on the mysteries of faith. Concerning the deacons, of the origin and institution of their office we may read in Acts 6, where we find that the apostles themselves did in the beginning serve the poor, at whose feet was brought the price of the things that were sold, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. But afterwards, when a murmuring arose, because the widows of the Grecians were neglected in the daily ministrations, men were chosen by the advice of the apostles who should make the service of the poor their peculiar business, to the end that the apostles might continually give themselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And this has been continued from that time forward in the church, as appears from Romans 12, where the apostle, speaking of this office, saith, "He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity." And in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, speaking of helps, he means those who are appointed in the church to help and assist the poor and indigent in time of need. From which passage we may easily gather what the deacon's office is, namely, that they in the first place collect and preserve with the greatest fidelity and diligence the alms and goods which are given to the poor, yea, to do their utmost endeavors that many good means be procured for the relief of the poor. The second part of their office consists in distribution, wherein are not only required discretion and prudence to bestow the alms only on objects of charity, but also cheerfulness and simplicity to assist the poor with compassion and hearty affection, as the apostle requires, Romans 12 and 2 Corinthians 9, for which end it is very beneficial that they do not only administer relief to the poor and indigent with external gifts, but also with comfortable words from Scripture. We now ask the brothers to be installed to arise. To the end, therefore, beloved brethren, for Elder Mr. Richard Allen de Cock, and for Deacon Mr. Bernard James Vandenberg and Christiane Vossebelt, that everyone may hear that you are willing to take your respective offices upon you, ye shall answer to the following questions. And in the first place, I ask you, both elder and deacons, whether you do not feel in your hearts that ye are lawfully called of God's church, and consequently of God Himself, to these your respective holy offices. Secondly, whether ye believe the books of the Old and New Testament to be the only word of God and perfect doctrine of salvation, and to reject all doctrines repugnant thereto. Thirdly, whether ye promise agreeably to said doctrine, faithfully, according to your ability, to discharge your respective offices as they are here described, ye elders in the government of the church, together with the ministers of the word, and ye deacons in the ministration to the poor. Do ye also jointly promise to walk in all godliness, and to submit yourself in case you should become remiss in your duty to the admonition of the church? What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? And for Elder Mr. Richard Allen de Cock. Yes. And for Deacon Mr. Bernard James Vandenberg and Mr. Christiane Vossebelt. The Almighty God and Father replenish you all with His grace, that ye may faithfully and fruitfully discharge your respective offices. Amen. Brothers, we have already heard much in this morning hour, and may it be granted unto you that you may be given to be as those scribes. And I read in Matthew 13, verse 52, that every scribe instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is as a householder that brings out of his treasures forth things new and old. And not only as scribes, because we do not read of those scribes, that they have traveled to Bethlehem. They did not deceive the people. They spoke the truth. But they did not travel with those wise men, and to that end, may you be given to be as those wise men, where they were commanded. They were commanded by Herod, but you are commanded by the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, to diligently search for the child and to be given from Babylon to Jerusalem to Bethlehem, and to that end may it also be in the way of office bearers, because there can also be many discouragements, personal, family, church, and the greatest was self. To that end, have you heard it, that it was asked according to your ability to be given to use the talents which the Lord has given unto us. But may it also be given in the way of office bearer, that there may be those times with that searching, that the Lord may give that star of confirmation, encouragement, and especially a further leading concerning the things of the Lord, that her heart may be enlarged, encouraged, but above all, to be given to diligently search for the child, to find him, and to worship him. And then Herod is given the command that he must return, that he may also worship. Of course, it was deceit, a lie. But may his office bearers we may be used to find that child and to tell our people the wonderful things of free and sovereign grace, a difference in the offices. But we have heard the deacons also, when you visit the poor, to be given to speak comfortable words all concerning that great king, that is everything in his hands. Lord, as his ravens, deacons may also be his ravens, and that the Lord may use us richly, all the brothers of the consistory, that the Lord may accompany it with the work of the Holy Spirit, and that it may be a good year in the midst of the church, and that we may experience that we are carried upon the wings of prayer. Mr. John Vandenbroek, your thoughts shall multiply on behalf of the consistory and congregation of Pitcher Butte. Then we heartily thank you for your manifold labors. The Lord has given special strength for many years, first for some years in Lethbridge, and now since the institution of the congregation of Pitcher Butte. Then you were given the Lord's help, served in many different capacities. The Lord has brought you hitherto, But now you have also told us that in this summer that it has become different. You were in the hospital, your wife in the hospital, underwent heart surgery, and that you were given to feel the infirmities. Then we wish you both the Lord's blessing as you continue life's journey, how long it shall be. And when you have been in the office for so many years, then you know very well what is all involved. And then we hope that you may continue to bear the consistory on the wings of prayer. And in that respect, it shall also become different in your life. Because when we may have an office, then there are times in office bears that we may taste of the good things of the Lord. But I hope it may also be experienced many times when you may sit in your bench. Congregation, we have heard of Jerusalem. When it was proclaimed that the King of the Jews were born, that they were very troubled. I hope that there may be much of that trouble in the midst of the congregation in this year, when that precious name given under heaven, whereby we must be saved, may be proclaimed. And when we still miss that name, when we are still standing outside, may the labors of the consistory be blessed to that end, that it may be your portion by God's free and sovereign grace to become a seeker in people. That seeking already is so sweet. What shall the finding be? But that there may also be many that may be led further and brought from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. That the Lord may grant many a star to the church of God, but not to end in that star, but to be given to see, worship, and embrace by the arms of faith the born King of the Jews, and that for God's people, not only once, but then the church also needs to be the command that was given, that we are given to diligently search the Scriptures. And then in the second place, then we ask you, congregation, even with your lips, also for the boys and girls, that you pray much for your minister, elders, and deacons. And when you come up to God's house, come faithfully. Also the weekday service, we know it's not always possible, but when it is possible, to never leave your place empty. And may there be much prayer that in this year, the year of our Lord, 2025, that it may be a rich year for us as a congregation for the coming of His kingdom, the glory of His name. And then the apostle has exhorted in Hebrews 13, verse 17, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch over your souls, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you, and to that end the necessity that God's word has a large, a central place in the family circle. Thereupon, the Lord has promised this blessing. And then finally, then we also remember the wives and families of office bearers. They are many times alone. When father is gone, may it please the Lord to grant his reward. We ask the congregation to arise and to sing for these office bearers, Psalter 436, the stanzas 1 and 3. Praise, praise ye all the Lord of lords. All ye his servants, bless his name. Ye that at night his watch maintain, extol his servants with his services with fame. And what follows, 436, the first and the third stanza standing. Therefore, ye elders, be diligent in the government of the church, which is committed to you, and the ministers of the word. Be also as watchmen over the house and city of God, faithful to admonish and to caution everyone against his ruin. Take heed that purity of doctrine and godliness of life be maintained in the church of God. And ye deacons, be diligent in collecting the alms, prudent and cheerful in the distribution of the same. Assist the oppressed, provide for the true widows and orphans, show liberality unto all men, but especially to the household of faith. Be all with one accord faithful in your offices, and hold the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, being good examples unto all the people. In so doing, you will purchase to yourselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith, which is in Christ Jesus, and hereafter enter into the joy of our Lord. On the other hand, beloved Christians, receive these men as the servants of God. Count the elders that rule well worthy of double honor. Give yourselves willingly to their inspection and government. Provide the deacons with good means to assist the indigent. Be charitable, ye rich. Give liberally and contribute willingly. And ye poor, be poor in spirit and deport yourselves respectfully towards your benefactors. Be thankful to them and avoid murmuring. Follow Christ for the food of your souls, but not for bread. Let them, him that has stolen, or who hath been burdensome to his neighbor, steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which are good, that he may give to him that needeth. Each of you, doing these things in your respective callings, shall receive of the Lord the reward of righteousness. But since we are unable of ourselves, let us call upon the name of the Lord, saying, O Lord God and Heavenly Father, we thank thee that it hath pleased thee for the better edification of thy church to ordain in it, beside the ministers of the word, rulers and assistants by whom thy church may be preserved in peace and prosperity, and the indigent assistant. And that thou hast at present granted us in this place men who are of good testimony, and we hope, endowed with thy spirit, we beseech thee, replenish them more and more with such gifts as are necessary for them in their ministration, with the gifts of wisdom, courage, discretion, and benevolence, to the end that everyone may, in his respective office, acquit himself as is becoming the elders in taking diligent heed unto the doctrine and conversation, in keeping out the wolves from the sheepfold of thy beloved Son, and in admonishing and reproving disorderly persons. In like manner, the deacons, in carefully receiving and liberally and prudently distributing of the alms to the poor, and in comforting them with thy holy word, give grace both to the elders and deacons, that they may persevere in their faithful labor and never become weary by reason of any trouble, pain, or persecution of the world. Grant also especially thy divine grace to this people, over whom they are placed, that they may willingly submit themselves to the good exhortations of the elders, counting them worthy of honor for their work's sake. Give also unto the rich liberal hearts toward the poor, and to the poor grateful hearts toward those who help and serve them, to the end that everyone acquitting himself of his duty, thy holy name may thereby be magnified, and the kingdom of thy Son, Jesus Christ, enlarged, in whose name we conclude our prayer, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing Psalter 200, the stanzas 1 and 4. Christ shall have dominion over land and sea. Earth's remotest regions shall his empire be. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce, the Lord willing, that regular catechism classes will resume tomorrow evening. Psalter 200, the stanzas 1 and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.